It is like being waterboarded. Again and again and again. It is like being waterboarded. Again and again and again. Waterboarding is, of course, a torture technique designed to break an enemy captured.
Horrible.
Even if you survive, you have PTSD, nightmares. And much of this ordeal with my health was like waterboarding. Whenever I set my head on a pillow on the bed. Whether it will last or not is still a question. I don't have the courage to test it tonight. I'll do the sitting upright, leaning against something, catching minutes of bliss that way. That way at least I am only tortured by tiredness, not by the fear of drowning. Yesterday while I was looking for a way to end it all, I wanted to post on Facebook, "If you can't sleep, you can't live." Or something like that. I hadn't known that. I used to always be able to sleep. Maybe not as well as I wanted to. Maybe not as long as I wanted to, but I could sleep. Now I can't. Hopefully I can learn to sleep again. Sleep again in bed. So tonight I was testing out some of my own energy audios to see how well they will stand up to the panic this sense of suffocating death creates. I tried a few. Some, interestingly, conveyed the anxiety I had when I recorded them. But one has performed amazingly. Of course it is no proof yet, but as soon as I removed the audio, the panicked breath returned. As soon as I removed the earbud. The audio is called Heaven on Earth Silent Short. I wrote the above a few days ago. Yesterday I had a breakthrough insight. I was, or better said, the body was trying to heave. But my stomach was empty, not even water in it. It was dramatic. It was heroic. But most importantly, I could see through the spaces between what was happening that my body was strong. And it wanted to live. That allowed me to change my mind. I had thought before that my body was ready to go and I was holding it back. Between you and me, I had never fully committed to life. After all, I had overheard my parents talk about me, when I was an infant, saying that I wasn't supposed to be alive. It is true that I had a bacterial invasion on my body. It is true that it made me cough. It is true that I felt like I was drowning. It is also true that the bit bundle could have solved the whole issue. But the coughing was so intense, I gave up on it. It is true that every breath feels like the last one. And hurts. Mightily. But counterpoint to that, the body wants to live.